Hi guys.
Hi, hi.
How are you?
How is everybody?
This is for me.
Okay. I am good, good, good. How are you?
I'm great.
That's great. Yeah, like great. For real. How una jibu ile kama salam?
Okay, I'm great. Okay, in so many ways. Kuna my mind is racing. Ila, I'm great.
You're great.
Yeah, sabu pia is racing for the good. Ila.
Ila, you're great.
Yeah. Even trying to get up from work, I'm angry right now. There's a lot going on. I'm over 10 years old.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so how are you guys? How are you?
How are you,
your podcast listeners?
Yep, it's another beautiful Monday. God is good. And I am so, so beyond excited.
Yeah, I wonder I am. I thought I'm talking to Belisha. Anyways, my name is Gift. You can just call me Gigi.
I am Belinda Leifard. You can call me Belinda Bubba Leifard.
Yeah, it's my love, Sima. Asante sana for listening. Asante kwa kwenye love catch up with us. Asante sana kwa kushare, kulike, kucomment, kusubscribe. Mungu awabariki sana. Na kila siku tunasema kwamba when we say God bless you, we really mean it. That you say it to kama a formula. Yeah. So grab that blessing and say amen.
Amen, amen. And thanks to all the those who are praying for us.
Oh,
those who are encouraging us. Like, thank you guys. You guys are the bomb. You are the best. Like, everybody, whatever that you do, sharing, praying, Sigui, talking to us, investing in us, you guys are the bomb. God bless you so much.
Yeah, na wewe ambaye ni kwa mara yako ya kwanza, karibu sana. This is Secure Podcast.
Yep.
Kama tulivyojitambulisha majina yetu, lakini this platform, tunaongelea about almost everything kuhusiana na maisha, uchumi, mahusiano,
what else? Everything.
Everything. Faith na kila kitu hapo in between. Na the key thing ni kwamba tunatamani kuendelea kukua na kubecome the people that God ordained and intended for us to be.
Amen.
So karibu sana, ni kwambie tu upo sehemu sahihi.
Sehemu sahihi.
And guess what, guys? Today we are not alone. We are having an extra voice. We are having a wonderful guest.
Oh, yeah.
From January.
Oh my God.
And this is March.
Yeah.
And we are still joyful. And tunaendelea ku celebrate the theme of the month, that is joy. Because finally, someone is here today. So welcome, Mamito.
Thank you so much, guys. I just wanted to sing that song, The Lord Has Done It Finally.
Guys, introduce yourself to Wambia Waskilizagi. Who are you?
My name is Deepa. I'm a love of life. I'm a child of God.
Wow.
And I'm excited to be here.
We are so hungry to have you here. Like, guys, when we say finally, it's finally
my
happening.
God has been our Lord.
Adulthood has come.
Block this episode. Adulthood has come. When I post me on a friend of mine, and he share my status. People take me as an adult because of my age. I'm still a baby, nilicheka. People take me as an adult because of my age, but I'm still a baby.
Yeah, I feel her. It's a she, right?
Yes, it's a
I
she.
I feel her. I can relate to you, baby. I'm okay. Still a baby.
All right, I declare I'm children. Not about y'all.
Deepa, welcome to the Care Podcast. You just arrived indeed. I am so happy. We are so happy that you are finally here. And I am so excited for us and for the tribe to get to hear everything from Deepa, Deepa, baby. So, guys, let's share a little bit of our story. How Gigi, Bebe, Deepa came about.
Yeah.
And then we get into today's topic.
Yep. So, it was last year. Tukaa tumeattend kulikuwa na youth camp from our church. Wote tunaattend the same church. Yeah, currently. Mana kuna ndugu yetu mmoja.
No, that youth camp, I missed it.
Yeah, I missed it. Sima makusudi.
No, ningeenda wazi jua what could have happened. You met Deepa. Maybe I could have met somebody else. Yeah.
No, I think we would have even recorded an episode or something.
Exactly. Anyway, this year, Petra.
Probably in the our third or fourth episode with Deepa.
Tendelena, how we met
Deepa. Yeah, so kulikuwa na youth camp from our church. Tukaa tumeattend. your tume, Bebe was not there. That is me, Gift, Deepa, and the rest of the youth ambao wali attend. Yeah, niliwakilisha Sikio podcast. Kwa hiyo niliwakilisha ndugu yangu ile msemo ya kisiasa alikuwa anaendelea na majukumu mengine. And then kunyele ku interact. Deepa is here. Tunapiga story podcast. Ma anasikiliza some of the podcasts that I listen. Ma, I do podcast. Ma, she likes na ana vision ya kufanya. Guys, like,
this is not a coincidence.
So ilikuwa ni wapiga kelele. Those people around us were like, what is going on?
You guys were stopping the show.
We were. So yeah, like to finyani kidogo, like let's relax.
Let's chill.
Let's chill. Like this is too much of a coincidence. But it was so beautiful. So beautiful.
Mimi alikuwa ananipa story ya Gigi wakati nimetoka camp. I was like, I need to meet Deepa. Like, I need to meet her.
Na the way ni mzuri kwenye kusimulia, mimi hapa.
Okay, that part.
The representative was representing.
Anyways, let's just say it. Yeah.
Sadly, imagine, we met on the final day. Yeah, and we had like few hours to go home. And I was like, why didn't I even see you from the beginning of camp? But anyways, we're here now.
Yeah, we're here now.
Good timing.
Good timing is the best.
Yeah. And since then, we've been catching up.
Yeah,
she's been one of our wonderful listeners.
Oh yeah.
And guess what? Yeah, pia ni mtu ambaye ana vision ya kuanza podcast. So very soon we'll be sharing her details.
I can't wait. Deepa,
we might be one of the girls.
Yay.
So yeah, guys, Deepa, feel at home. Actually, najua ushajisikia tu uko nyumbani,
for sure.
So keep on being at
home. Actually, anyways, mazingira hapo pamoja tunarekodia. She's the one who's supposed to tell us that.
No, I'm not going to expose her.
No, I'm fine.
You need to be safe. Sound.
We are. Yep.
And alive.
Yeah.
And very much excited.
Yeah.
And in the moment. Yep. Mm-hmm. So what are we talking about today?
Mimi, I have so much. But I want to ask Deepa. Na wewe Gigi. What's this? So I want to ask Gigi and Deepa, like, have you ever, I know you have, for example, Melinda camp, probably you had this moment ya kujitambulisha na nini, but I want to hear from you guys, na hata kwa tribe, vyovete vile, watakavu kwa wanaweza kushare with us, when you're told, who are you, ama when you're given a chance, ya kujiintroduce, kujitambulisha, like, who you are. What comes on your mind and how do you introduce yourself? Lakini hapo hapo, adding to that, kuna ile hali ya kwamba unaambiwa labda ulikuwa unaenda shule and then you're told be yourself, ama unaenda somewhere new, just be yourself, like, so yourself, when you're told to be yourself, like, how, like, what are you, unakuwaje yourself, ama so unakuwaje, like, do you know yourself ambao you're supposed to be yourself? Ama ndo ilo utenda tu kwamba, like, okay, nimekuta huku wanaongea kichaga, nitaongea kichaga. Nimekuta huku wanaongea kihaya, nitaongea kihaya. Like, what is myself? Do I know that?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Mimi kwa ile kwa swali la kuuliza who are you? Mara nyingi kwa walisi wangu kabisa, huwa inategemea na who is asking. Yaani majibu atategemea who is asking naulizwa nipo kwenye mazingira gani. Kwa kuna mazingira ya mengine sasa mkati mimi kwa fulani. Unajua kama I'm someone's wife and call mention like my husband's name and hapo ndio introduction yangu imeishia hapo. And then kwa mazingira mengine I'll just be like, okay, I'm a born again Christian, but my name is Gift. Gonna na set up. Mazingira mengine I'll be all out. Ile ndio mama mwingine tunakusema okay, and I'm saying like, what do you do? Na nini kwa nakuta ni like, okay, unajikuta like, okay, is what I do pia ni part of who I am, au ni kitu kingine, lakini pia other titles pia ni part of who I am, au ni kitu kingine. Kwa personally, ni vitu ambavyo naweza nikasema kwamba kwenye maisha yangu ya kila siku ya mara nyingi hadi nafika umri huu haijai kuele from the point of wanting to seek and ask myself who I really am. Kwa sababu pia nikijaribu kufikiria hata moments, mfano mzuri utoa kwamba like, be yourself. At that young age, I'm told to be myself. Mm. Rather, I'm naenda shule. And then, mimi myself yangu nilikuwa na associate na vitu nilivyoambiwa nikafanya au nisifanye. Kwa like nimempa usiende labda kushirikiana na watu tabia watukutu. Kwa soko watukutu, that's part of me being myself. Kama like I'm being myself kwa sababu that's the definition nilipewa kutoka nyumbani. Kwa that's kama that is myself. Na ile kama like go study hard na nini ni kwa nikabla kusoma jioni na nini, that's who I am. Kwa so far so good, nimekuja ku realize kwamba like mimi ni nani au nani wangu mimi, nini kinanifanya mimi kuwa G. Most of times nimekuwa nikiassociate na vitu ambavyo in reality they are not my identity.
Okay.
Yeah, lakini for some reason based na mazingira na background na exposure na kila kitu, I think maybe I can say that imekuwa kinifanya kwamba ni hisi, that's what makes me who I am. Until now ndo like then I'm searching, not to say searching, lakini I've come to realize kwamba my personality, my being, or my identity is not supposed to be associated with anything. Because those things can be taken away anytime. So what if those things are taken away from me? Does it mean that I'm no longer existing or I won't be me? So if I'll be me, so that's me. Right now, I'll say I'm a child of God. I'll say that my identity is centered in Christ. That kile ambacho Mungu alikusudia wakati anakitengeneza, that's what makes me to be. Cool, like, okay, I am a lady. I am a child of God. So for now, that's where I draw or take away my identity and coming to find who I am. Lakini still, haya change the fact kwamba nikiulizwa swali like, okay, who are you? Setup. Nani? Mazingira yata determine najibu nini. Yeah, so for now that's what I can say.
Okay. Thank you. Hey. I feel like she just said everything. You just wind up the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, see you next
catch you next time.
Yeah, it's very true, Gigi. Like to be honest, identity crisis is a thing, and it's something that not everyone can, admit it, because we are, we are people. We have communities. We definitely are doing something in the community. We are attached to something. Be it a cell group, for example. Be it Wamama group. Be it, you are a student. You work somewhere. Yeah, but I mean, as you say, introducing yourself. It really depends on what environment you're in and how you have to, articulate yourself in your introduction. I say, in my 20-something of life, it's something I still struggle with. But it's something that, we really need to take some time and get that introspective of who are you? Who are you, like, apart from your work, apart from a child of God, who are you? This thing hit me last year. I had lost my job and I was so attached to it, like, it was like, I can say, it consumed 90% of my time. I think it took 90% of my identity, or rather who I was, because I would be like, this is who I am, and I'm committed to this, and that's where I would draw my identity from, until it was taken from me, and I was like, who am I? Just had to like discover myself all over again, try and figure out what I like, try and see what I'm good at, what skills I can improve on. And it was a insightful moment.
Sometimes, it takes like such situations kuweza ku bring a certain awareness into our lives. Come up when you guys were answering this, I was also trying to figure out, like, who am I? Like, let's say everything is taken away. Okay, not necessarily taken away, but let's say I come out of everything. Mm. Yeah, everything stays there. I come out of everything. Mm. I come out of... I come out...
thinking that not necessarily for things to be taken away from you, for you to...
Oh, yeah, that's a good perspective, actually.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, what a relief.
So, who am I? Like, in Kenya, kind of debu kuwaza kwamba. Like, knowing who I am will help me how I show up in the world, like anywhere in people.
Yeah.
Like in Ipia, not just help me show up, it will help me show up to the fullest. Kwa sababu, leo hii hapa, kuna mtu remember ishe kutuwa mfano kwamba, let's say, speaker, labda ya pale church madhabahu, monitor. Its purpose is for music, but you can use it as a seat. You know, you can sit on it. Like, you know, kenda sehemu ukakuta people are using to sit on it, that's a misuse. But it doesn't mean it's not serving the purpose of kukalia. But it's not serving the purpose of your music. Kwa inakuwa misused. Which means me not knowing who I am, I can misuse, or I've been misusing myself so many ways, and I mean in so many ways and so many times.
Yeah.
Lakini pia, I've been robbing people around me the fullness of me and what I could do just because I don't know who I am and just because I attach myself to things. For example, like karibu tujitambulishe, utasimama like mimi ya mimi nasoma chuo au mimi nafanya kazi sana, mimi ni accountant, mimi ni engineer, mimi ni doctor, mimi ni mchungaji, mimi ni nabii, mimi ni nani. But who are you? Let's say you come out of that. Who are you? Kwa sababu once we get to know who we are, like, let me speak for me, like, once I get to really know who I am, it's an incident matter how I show up for you, Gigi, how I show up for Deepa, how I show up for the church, for the body of Christ, how I show up, how I show up for myself. Kwa sababu I will know kwamba, once I know who I am, I also know who I'm not. And if I don't know who I am, it means I don't know who I am not. So sometimes I might be living in the who I am not just because I don't know who I am. Yes. Kwa hiyo imekuwa ni like ikiresonate kwa sababu pia at the end of the day imekuwa ni kama something ambacho there is a possibility that I can also pass it on to my children. Kwa sababu if I am functioning from an area ambao I don't know, like my identity imekuwa attached to, let's say, my talent, or my identity imekuwa attached to my financial status, my sijui siasa or whatever, it means once I come out of that thing, I am no longer, like, I don't know.
You're no longer bebe.
Exactly. I'm no longer bebe. So who am I? Like, how do I get at that point? Like, in Pia, it brings me to this this thought kwamba, growing up, unakucha, you'll be asked when you're a baby, unataka kuwa nani? Unataka kuwa doctor? Unataka kuwa nani? Unataka kuwa mwalimu?
Engineer.
Unataka kuwa engineer? Unataka kuwa pilot? Tunaanzia kuattach our identity kwenye vitu at a very young age. And we are growing up in that environment. Kwamba already attaching. Kwa sababu you started very well, Gigi, mwanzoni pale kwamba, like, in the journey of becoming who God has ordained us to be. So I know God ameweka madaktari nini, but out of field, kwa sababu you are there as a doctor to do what? Ukishaji you are there as a doctor, not just ku kupima watu, kuwa diagnosis with whatever, sini, there is more to life than that, as a doctor, as a whatever. Sasa kile ambacho kiko zaidi ya hicho, mimi natamani kuamini kwamba probably niweze kusudia ku find out who we are. Na kuweza ku act from that point, na kuweza kuepuka na swala identity crisis ambao Deepa amelizungumzia. Kwa sababu identity crisis is real. Sometimes I think maybe at some point I thought ni something labda ya peer, and a certain peer group, maybe teenage group, but I think nikiwaza kwa undani zaidi naamini kwamba identity crisis, yani, ina hit anybody at any age.
Let me tell you, like, identity crisis hits anybody at any age, for sure. Like, I agree with you. Have you ever seen, like, kama umeenda sehemu, then unakuta mtu mzima anakuwa na behave like, you know, like a kid, and, you know, okay, not kid kama mtoto, but, you know, like, that you call young again. I mean, it's good to be youthful.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, there is that kind of, that person making that his or her lifestyle. Mm,
yeah.
Like, hataki kubaliana kwamba ameshazeeka. Like, I mean, I mean, mwenyewe kama nilivyosema, I'm still children. Like, I'm not admitting the fact that adulting is here and it's real and I need to show up as an adult. Yeah, so what was my point? My point is, yeah, identity crisis catches us, I think, at any age. And it just takes that self-awareness moment to be like, okay, so this is where I'm at, this is my age now, who am I, you know, like just taking that account, I wouldn't say accountability, but just taking that self-reflection, self-introspection moment of really getting to know yourself, taking time for yourself, like, okay, this routine that I'm doing, am I happy with it? Yeah, kama ulivyosema bebe, like kuna wengine wanasema wanataka kuwa madaktari when they're young, engineers. But unakuta ameenda chuo, amesoma engineering, lakini amemaliza, hana tena passion ya kufanya anything about engineering.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
I'm a testimony.
My friend, yani hapa.
Here you are.
Gigi, advocate.
Yeah, I mean, I did the whole degree in biochemistry. Everyone ask me, what are you planning to do with your degree? And I'm like, yeah, I am also navigating that. I don't know what's happening here. And then you just get thrown off into a different kind of field, you meet different kind of people. And, you know, you end up liking what you're doing.
Yeah.
You end up getting interested. You know, like, okay, this is interesting. I can learn this. I can, you know. And, I mean, so you might find that there are people out there with professions and they're not happy. There are people out there who would love to get to those professions, but it's not something they mentioned when they were young. Maybe they said they want to be an accountant and then lo and behold, they're, you know, a doctor somewhere. Yeah, I mean, it's really a gamble, but I think we could try and navigate, like, how do we get to really understand who we are? What methods are you using, Gigi?
Didn't want to talk about the wrong question to the wrong candidate.
Pass.
Should I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here for the rescue, girl. Don't worry.
Thank
got
you.
You.
Thank
got
you, you. Mom. Yeah. Thank you.
I know you're still a baby.
Gigi's baby. Me, I'm children.
Me, I'm baby children.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's this day I was thinking, and then nika kumbuka that Bible verse. I think it's from 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 7, if not 1 Timothy chapter, anyways. Inasema kwamba, let me check it out. I think it's 2 Timothy, anyways, chapter 1. But that Bible verse that says, for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So I was reflecting on that Bible verse, and then I was like, okay, so God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but what he gave me instead, he gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So that, I was like, that could help me figure out who I am. Because, you know, uwezi ukachukua kitu ukampa mtu ambavyo havihusiani kabisa. Mfano, siwezi nikasema sasa hivi hapa ngoja nimpe ng'ombe nyumba yenye kitchen yenye furniture and everything, cause ni mnyama, sio binadamu. So I was like, what God has given me according to this Bible verse will help me figure out who I am, if not kwa nini yote. Lakini pia kurudi kwenye Genesis, alikuwa anasema tumfanye mtu kwa mfano wetu, kwa sura si kuomba kwa kila kitu, akatawala akafanya nini. So all that he kind of zidi kunileta kwamba, right, so mimi ni mtawala, like I've got dominion, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, but also God gave me sound mind, God gave me power, God gave me love. So all that is helping me, is helping me kuweza ku navigate sasa, like sasa nianze safari ku figure out like who am I, kwa sababu when all is said and done, I have got love from God. I'm given love. I'm given power. I'm given a sound mind. I'm given dominion. I'm given the ability to produce. Kukwenda tukazaliana na kutawala hivyo vyote. So maybe nasi ikaa inanileta kwamba like, okay, so I need to know how, like I need to ask myself, am I walking in dominion? Because if I'm not walking in dominion, I'm not walking who I am. Am I walking in love? Because if I'm not walking in love, I'm not walking in who I am, or I'm not living the who I am supposed to be, as what the Bible says, kwa sehemu ambavyo nimeweza kuelewa. If I'm not walking in sobriety, I'm not walking in who I am. Yeah, so like I need to be sober, like when it comes to maybe nikiwa sehemu labda niko church, any like regardless of whatever that I do, kama niko kwenye ushering, niko kwenye praise team, niko sijui kwenye women's ministry, niko popote pale, like I'm supposed to walk in love, sobriety and power. I'm supposed to walk in dominion na vitu kama hivyo, kwamba if I'm not working in those things, hata kama ninakuja hapa na wai kanisani alfajiri, niko hapa na safisha tunafanya, but I'm not working in those things, I'm not being who I am supposed to be. Kwani nikaanza kuna like I never got to the end of it, like nikaanza like trying to see who I am from that angle and from that perspective. Yeah,
thank you. Mimi nimejaribu kukumbuka the other episode ambao we talked a little bit about this, and nikaanza sema kwamba kuna this some sort of revelation nilipata tukiwa ibadani kwamba Mungu yeye haja attach his identity with anything, and omana he does not need to do anything to prove his godly, his godliness, to prove his power, to prove his authority. Yani the way he is who he is, na haitaji kufanya chochote ili aweze kuwa. Na ndio maana ile naomba kwa mshe siku maombi ni kwa ajili yetu wenyewe. Sisi obeying God or not obeying God, yeye mfanye kuwa less of God. And he remains to be on the throne, he remains to be there, he's constant, na hajichanganyi na identity yake. So coming to think of that, na kwa njia sisi huku mwanzo tuna kabisa kwamba like we were created in the image and likeness of God. Kwa hiyo tuna uungu, tuna zile characters and features, DNA of God within us. Kwa hiyo hebu kanizi kujiuliza, kama the one ambaye ametupa his DNA hajichanganyi, nini kinatufanya sisi tujichanganye? Pamoja na mambo yote ambayo ameyafanya na anaendelea kuyafanya, as kwa ukubwa, as mighty, as merciful, as gracious with everything, still hajichanganyi. Lakini pia nikawa naendelea kujiuliza, this is right now. In different areas in the Bible, tunaona kuna maeneo ambayo Mungu ilibidi ajiintroduce. Na amekuwa akijiintroduce tofauti tofauti. Lakini pia kuna sema anasema yamho. Na kuna sehemu nyingine anasema waambie mimi ni Mungu baba wa. Yaani like amekuwa akijiintroduce tofauti tofauti. Kwa hiyo nikajaribu kufikiri, okay, probably there's no one single line ya kuweza kusema okay, this is the definition of who a person is. Kwa hiyo kila mtu anaweza akapata his definition of who he or she is, drawing from the center, drawing from his or her source, that is God. Lakini pia unakuja kwamba okay, like what dhumuni la sisi la kwanza kuwepo here on earth ni nini? Nakutaja ni ile kwa ajili ya kumwabudu Mungu. Kwa ajili ya kumwabudu Mungu. So probably nini ni tunasema je, kwa sababu ni mwabudu
worshipper,
in Kiswahili
itakuwa mwabudu halisi, mwabudu.
Okay, baby, for basa
yeah, kwamba mwisho wa siku najaribu kusema ni kwamba as Deepa said, kwamba mwisho wa siku lazima tufike point ambayo maybe we can know tunafanya njia gani au tunatumia nini kuweza ku identify ourselves. Kwa kabisa, we are very much aware kwamba mwisho wa siku it's very much easy ku associate our identities with everything around us, from the kind of families that we are from, the way that we've been raised, from the schools that we went to, kwa elimu tulizo nazo, viwango vya elimu tumesoma nini, tunafanya nini au tuna aspire kufanya nini, vitu tukajikuta tunavia attach na identities zetu, kitu ambacho okay, I expect to me and then come back strong, like in a mislead, in a funny also because you are
the true self
of who you really are. So, I thought that then it's like, maybe I'm just gift. Okay, that gift is a name that you may give them. So, before that name, okay, who is gift? So, like, okay. Like, one thing that I'm so certain of, Nikwamba, my personal searching and my personal relationship with my source, that is where I can draw my identity from.
Yeah.
And the good thing about my source, Nikwamba, it's a source that is not confused.
Yeah.
It's not attached to anything.
Yeah.
It's as raw as it is. It's as, and it is the way it is. It's just,
it is
what it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So I just need to figure out what is my
identity.
Yeah, what is my identity, like who is gift, who am I? Like in Ipia, me knowing who I am, issue ya low self esteem, low confidence, all that. Because we get so much intimidated. I'm a little when you put a kamba, you're no longer confident. Imagine people around watu. Like, able to be introduced, nafanya moja mbili tatu, au ni mvumbuzi wa nini nini. Wa pili, mimi ni flani flani,
wizara flani. Slow down the story with them. Mvumbuzi. Track it down a little.
Like, I invented one, two, three, four. I innovated one, two, three, four.
There's some people who can really intimidate you.
Like me, funny. I'm a scientist. I'm a doctor. I'm an advocate. Engineer.
A pilot.
All that. I love it. I'm owning a certain law firm. Mimi ni engineer niko here. Mimi ni nani wizara flani. Mimi ni nani ni mbunge ni watu watu. And then there is you.
There is you ambaye sasa you like kwanza wewe mwenyewe. Wewe mwenyewe kujua nini unafanya.
Wewe mwenyewe you are confused with what
you are doing. And then hapo picha inazidi kunoga pale ambapo labda later ndo kama we are doing podcast. So we are podcasters. Mtu mwingine podcast ajui ni nini. Unaona like okay, so
what
like,
is a podcast?
So like there's a lot going on.
It's not even a career.
Anyway,
a lot. Kwa sababu unakuta na wewe sasa ndo podcasters, you know, influencers, you know, content creator. It's something new.
Creative.
Our parents are not aware of that. Most of our parents, most of the generation, and you met to kidogo. Alafu ndo umejintroduce hivyo. Hapo ndo umegather energy, umejitia nguvu katika Bwana. You're sweating. You're sweating in your feet. Lakini umejitia nguvu katika Bwana ukasema that's who you are. Alafu kuna mtu anakuchallenge na anakuza, is that even a career? Like,
which just makes you question yourself.
Yeah, and it goes further. You any subconsciously come by, does that even makes you? Before you even get confused, like, okay, somebody, what am I even doing?
There's a term for that actually. Why did it just exit the group chat right now?
I know that happens, and I really, really despise that moment. You know?
That moment where you like it was here, it was then it's not. But what I'm trying to describe is like the situation where you kind of do not believe. Of course it's like not believing in yourself, but it's tied to like a lot of situations, as you said, intimidation, and then there is the questions. Oh my gosh, what am I ready to defend it? How am I going to defend it? You know, we're also worked up. I mean,
It's a lot. There's this other thing also. Kwenye hapo jiji jiko anasema na Deepa kwamba unajikuta pia. Some people inapelekea ku live a fake life.
That's true.
Kwa sababu unakuta like you ni kama you don't find mimi, I'm not saying kwamba I am advocating that, lakini I want to believe that there's some people who found themselves
through that
who wanaishi fake life just because sio kwa sababu ana because they don't know who they are. Na kwa sababu they don't know who they are. Yani mtu unajikuta kwamba like okay I don't know who I am. I'm in stock situation. Come on, I'm trying to remember, but like they're so intimidating. But also, sisi kama binadam, let's have this to say me kama nini reminder whatever. Lakini, I think at some point maybe mmeshake kukutana situations ambapo somebody is asking you either what you got at school or what you are doing so that they put you through a certain lens.
They measure you according to you know your achievements. Yes, that's very true.
Kwa hiyo najikuta kwamba yani there is a lot going on when it comes to knowing who we are, kwa sababu ni kama there is constant pressure out there to face. Kwa hiyo there is a very thin line between sleeping in and sleeping out. Unajua vile. Na ndio maana tunakuja kusemea hii swali zima la kwamba like knowing like who am I? Unavyoambia like be yourself. All right, I am myself. Lakini the self that you want me to be at that time, mama ambao unaniambia should be myself, maybe I feel like I'm a failure because I didn't get what I was aspiring to get, or what I was working hard to get.
Or what the society tells us. Yeah,
exactly.
Tells us, this is completion. This is success.
Yes. And there was this video I saw on Instagram, I think. There is this Asian guy, alikuwa na make a video. What the society tells us. I'm a what we tell, because we also the society. So it's high time we also check ourselves. Aya, kwamba like, mtu labda amekukuta unalia. The society will tell you, don't cry. You are hungry, just eat. You are sick. It's just a kind of like, vitu ambavyo have, yani society doesn't say, lakini kutokana na namna mazingira yanawekwa, huwa mara nyingi inaashiria hata kwenye maeneo mengi kwamba mengi kutoa nalia, like it doesn't matter ama ijalishi unani, you also know kwamba when you cry you shouldn't cry. Lakini mimi coming to tell you don't cry, does it really help you?
Fine.
Kwa sababu kuna muda naweza nikakwambia kwamba like wewe labda ukawa unajikuta kwamba like you are sick, ni sana kwamba hivi get healed. Not in terms ya kwamba kuachilia roho ya uponyaji, lakini like choose to be healed. How you are depressed, don't be depressed.
I'm like, so, what?
Yeah, you get my point. Exactly. Yeah. So nakuja kwamba kwenye society kuna muda kwamba tunafanya. Yani, na nadhani kutokana na namna sijui we've been raised, mazingira ambayo tumekulia. Yani like we attach who we are with so much.
We do, yeah.
Ambacho, it's not healthy. I don't think it's right.
It's not healthy. Let me just give a simple example. I always give this nandemia kutoa. Spore like, ayo mambo ayo, like kuna moment ilikuwa ni kama, okay, not moment, okay, like ame mama, have a son. So, kuna muda, mfano like kama mfano on Sundays ilikuwa like ni siku ambayo yani ni kama there's no break time, ni kama from morning to evening. It's me and him, of course tutakuwa na watu wengine around, lakini like I know like today
him, your son or your husband?
My son.
Okay,
yeah, kwamba like today on Sunday.
I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah.
And her son is very cute.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So you know, kwa like okay, so it's me, him, the rest, okay, like the dad na the aunties, like I have a big community. Thank God for that.
It takes a village actually to raise.
I have a village, guys. Like, for some reason, it's like okay, like he is my responsibility. He's around me, like that. So, really, see, kwamba like he is not around. I used to feel so lost. Kwamba like yeah, now he's not here. What am I supposed to be doing?
How do I handle my time?
Then in kama nilikuwa nishaji attach my time. My timetable, the things that I do, the way my mind works, it was centered around him. So when he's around, I was feeling lost, like, okay. Nda mgini naza nikaka misa na jambi, like, okay, so tomorrow after that, nda kwa auntie, tafanya nini, I'll be having ample time maybe to rest. But I won't be resting, trust me.
You'll just be thinking about him.
I'm not even thinking about him.
You don't know what
I don't
to do
know what
yourself.
To do.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what to do about myself. And then kuna muda, nika, like, okay, like, I'm asking myself, like, okay, maybe I should start finding and searching for the old me before having a baby. And boom, I've come to realize there's no such thing as old me. Yani, that person is gone and forever gone. Because some things have changed. Not that my son has changed me, but the whole thing, yani, the fact, come about, okay, once only you were alone, now there's another person. Like, in this another person, I'm a pitia kwako kutok. Anyways, a lot. Like, it's okay, China naivu. sisi hapa kuna vitu ambavyo like we are conversating right now. The moment we are done with this episode, we are not really, yani we will not be the same. Kwa sababu kuna kitu ambacho Deepa umepata, kuna kitu ambacho Bebe amepata, kuna kitu ambacho mimi personally nimepata. Kwa hiyo kuna so many things ambazo zinaendelea kutufanya kuwa, zinaendelea kutufanya kuwa, zinaendelea kutufanya kuwa either bora au kuwa watu ambao sio bora. Kwa hiyo self I mean identity crisis. Mnavyosema kwamba ni katika any season, katika any season. Lakini nilichokuja kugundua that particular time ni kama nini? Ni kama nilikuwa najitoa kwenye majukumu ya kujitambua, ya kujua who I am with the fact kwamba wanting to search for the OG. Yani kama nilikuwa nakimbia walisia. Walisia is I don't need.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, I don't need the OG kwa sababu I exist. Hata kama nikijifanya na mtaka, she's not coming back.
Yeah.
I just need to find myself, like who am I? Slowly, now we're like, I'm being eased, I'm being comfortable. Like when he's not there, when I say, okay, he's around you, I'm like, okay, there are a lot of people that can take care of him, they're looking after him. Maybe for these 5 minutes, I can do 1, 2, 3. I try my best, like, okay, I can do it. It's a process.
Okay.
Yeah, it took me the hardest way to realize that.
Apo, ulivoko mengelezo points, you guys will help me, Gigi na Deepa. So now I'm getting something. Kwamba, there is no, you correct me and you help me out. Like, and what I'm getting pia hapa, ni kwamba there is no me ambaye like ni constant.
Yeah.
Ila inategemeana na seasons. Kwamba like in every season it means like self discovery, self awareness, ni continuous process. Like there won't be a point ambapo nitasema, yeah, sasa nimejipata, let me chill here.
Yeah,
so it's like it's something yeah, like like you explore yourself like in every season, kwamba this dimension, like who am I in this season? Sindio?
That is what I believe personally. Ndio maana hata wanasemaje, ndio mjozo ukajikuta like, okay, for the married couples, like you guys are married, afu kuna muda inafika ni au inaweza ikafika ukajikuta kwamba like you don't recognize your partner anymore. Hapo tunaongelea unasema don't recognize your partner, lakini mnaishi wote, mnafanya nini, kila kitu, he or she is there. Kinachofanya don't recognize each other nini? Kwa sababu you guys have grown apart. Na mkupata muda kuendelea kujua, okay, okay, this is Paul, like this is gift. Lakini inaofanya kujua hivyo nini, like we are learning each other every day. Kwa sababu we are evolving. Na ndio maana nafika point ngasi, okay, sioni kama we are fitting each other anymore. I feel like I've outgrown him. Hata tukini mwasena kaida, I feel like I've outgrown him. Anini, ni kwa sababu gani?
Wenezekana,
okay, there's being bored after na ile kuhisi kwamba like you guys are not matching anymore. In terms of mindset, in terms of understanding, in terms of things. Kwa sababu unajikuta the way you may expose yourself for being to learning, you are attending some seminars, you are reading 1, 2, 3. Mwazako tu yuko chilled and relaxed. Hajigusi. Au naye anajigusa kwenye kubeti. Yaani kuna namna ambapo katikati hapo.
No.
Katikati hapo there is a bridge mechiana. Lakini katika hiyo bridge pia hakuna meme make effort like okay, I want to know and I want to know. Lakini kuna ile kwamba nyingine kwamba like okay, you feel drawn apart. Sio kama wewe umemwat grow anybody. Nikasa mimi mwenyewe I don't know who I am anymore. Like I've lost myself. Yeah, and those little changes in them give can happen maybe with having babies, with this. Mimi najikuta like my mind, my emotions, my body, my everything is centered around this new being. I've lost myself. And then this another person is trying like okay to understand me. Mimi mwenyewe tu sijielewi how you understand me. Cool, like self-learning, self-awareness, it's an everyday thing.
Okay.
For me, that's what I understand.
That's
seasonal.
A very good key
takeaway. Yeah, ni seasonal. Na ukishajua kama mimi mwenyewe nimeevolve, ina rise, sichata kumruhusu the other partner to evolve. Kwa sababu unaweza kufika pindi umemkariri. Kwa kichinyo
haki,
you were not like this.
Oh yeah, you've changed. We're supposed to change.
We're supposed to evolve. Kwa sababu kama tunaambiwa, mti usiozaa unafanya je, unakuwa pruned. Kisa there is no growth kama hakuna mabadiliko. Na ndio maana hata plants, they go through a lot of changes. Kuna muda zina shade na niliu matawi, kuna muda na niliu matawi na mazao yanakuwa ya kutosha. I mean there is all that. So kama tu plants, kama plants zina go through seasons na nina mabadiliko yote ya who are we. Yeah, so according to what I understand, ni kwamba self-awareness is an everyday thing. And for some reason, I feel like probably awareness and identity ni vitu vitu tofauti pia.
Nadhani
ni vitu ambavyo vinaambatana lakini they are different.
They are very different.
Yeah, so self identity ni kile ambacho ni kama Mungu. He is God.
Yani, who am I and who do I identify as? Sina nini? Tofauti.
I think it's different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess the listeners can add it in the comments.
Yeah, you can help us guys. Yeah, like what makes me? Yeah. What makes gift? Inabakia kuwa pale.
And then what identifies gift?
Ndio nadhani ambapo ni vitu ambavyo vinaevolve. Ndio maana kuna muda bebe utapenda movie, kuna muda like
you don't want, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want and you feel just fine.
You feel okay.
Yeah, so this season come like maybe I'm depressed, I'm lonely, I'm stressed. Okay. No, you are fine. Na movie is not on the list. Yeah. Achana na ile kwamba kuna seasons nafanya kazi sana, kuna seasons hizo ni mambo binafsi. Lakini ile ni kwamba what makes deeper, what makes gift, what makes hizo nadhani zina nini na ndio maana hata kuna ile tunasema kwamba like it's fine to change your mind. What makes you change your mind? Kama like today nilisema jamani najua kweli nilisema nini ni wakili but now I feel like you know like it's okay to change your mind. Sasa, kama it's okay ina maana ni kwamba kuna discovery nimeipata. It's no longer the path that I will. Nataka kuenda na nani.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
And then in your 70s you'll be like, you know what? I think I'm going to go back into
which
my fine. Advocate life.
Yeah,
I think no, I love the perspective that you put it in and the fact that you even centered it with God. Because even God himself identifies himself as so many things, so many names, and he revealed his name in different seasons to his people. I mean, if you read the Bible, he is, you know, Yahweh Sabaoth, Lord of hosts, he is Shalom, his peace,
Rapha.
I mean, you know, so, and if we are created in his image and likeness, who are we not to, you know, evolve as well? I think the tricky part is that not overstaying that season.
Okay.
I think that's where we need to find the balance. Like, if this is my season of, you know, as you said, maybe I'm not into doing being a lawyer. I want to pursue content creation. But, you know, content creation also evolves. Are you evolving with it? Who are you, you know? Yeah. Are you overstaying in it? Maybe you're supposed to jump in into another season. And I think that is very tricky for us to navigate. Me, for sure, I have not hacked anything near that. Nope. I think there's some seasons that I'm still overstaying in. There's some seasons that perhaps I have, you know, evolved into. But yeah, I mean, and as Bebe, as you said, like, our identity is attached to so many things, to our upbringing, you know, background, where we grew up, who was around us when we were growing up, what were we told when we were growing up, the schools we went to, the people we have interacted with, the friends we have.
Yes.
Had and have. Even friends change. And I believe that also friends contribute to your identity.
They do. Big time. Yeah, like they really do.
They contribute. And may God help us for sure. I mean, you know, I call this grace that at least we get to, you know, hear his word and everything. What about guys who do not have this grace? How are they navigating?
I'm telling you, like, it's so sad. It's so, okay, like, I would say it's sad that I think because we have been raised in such an environment that most of the times, like, almost, like, all the time, our identity is attached to some things. Imekuwa inaleta ile hali ya kwamba nowadays, now that we have technology, identity inakuwa attached maybe to celebs or to trends or to what kitu ambacho kinakuwa kina tuvuruga, and it got me thinking at some point, like, how will life be, let's say, in the next 10 years? Like, if, like, I'm just wondering kwamba the way things are right now, let's say the people that you know, even if you don't know them personally, but you see how they operate, people with big platforms, how they show up, and how they influence others, the way they influence them. In the next 10 years, in the next 5 years, what kind of generations are we going to be having? Like, what kind of people, like parents, guardians? I don't know, like sometimes I get so scared and I'm like, oh my God, this is really, really, like, this is
sick. It is scary. It is scary. Yeah.
And
it
the is. Most scary part is that this revelation I once put something and then share, and then when one of the episodes I will give it, but I don't remember correctly. Every person is an influencer. Like, everyone has a power of influencing. The thing is because either with you or Sigue, you are influencing somebody.
That's true.
Yeah. So the thing is,
like, influencing me to take care of my hair more.
the tricky part is, you are not aware, you have that power of influencing, and then when you are the influencer yourself, you are full charged with negativity, with bad things, and then kuna watu ambao unawa influence. Kwa hiyo probably kuna point tu unaweza ukabadilika hapo kati, lakini kuna a number of people kwa ambao wewe
umeshawa
influence, wamekuwa that way.
Yeah,
sasa najaribu ku imagine how many people right now, they're just following the trend of, like, okay, maybe sharing their lives, or there's something like they're sharing, na tunavyojua technology inavyofanya mambo, social media, internet inavyofanya mambo, and then in 10 years to come, in 20 years to come, I don't know what kind of generation itakuwa kuwepo, and we thank God that amongst all that, he has seen us worthy to have this platform.
Yeah.
Kwa sababu we so believe kwamba it's not just a podcast, but it's a ministry that people's lives are being transformed, our own lives are being transformed. Like, in a sense that we will stay here, my kids will come to listen to it. My kids, the children of my children will come to listen to this, and
then they will have son listening to us.
That would be the dopest thing. So
they're having guys, imagine each of us. When Deepa gets married, she gets to have her kids, your kids. I get married, I give my daughter her kids.
One of my daughters. Then they get to have
a get together. They have a get together. They're like, here, let's listen to our parents. When they're young.
And then we're there sipping tea. Like, I mean,
sitting
in
at the front porch.
I know.
So, me personally, I think this should be a wake-up call. The way that we are putting our lives out there, it's just no comeback. It's either we are making a way, or we are making, or we are creating a risk. To be a dangerous, to be a bomb of the generation that is coming.
Mom is done.
Yeah, kwa sababu mwisho mimi kuna siku nilikuwa namuuliza nikasema, yani, kuna generation katikati wazazi walikuwa inawezekana walikuwa wanatumia nguvu kidogo, like soma, alafu kuna hao ambao wamezaliwa wanawaona watu ambao ni kama wanatoboa kwa njia ambayo huwezi tena kumwambia mtu kwamba, like, elimu ni ufunguo wa maisha. Sasa sisi wenyewe we need to know the season that we are in. Namna tukavyoongea na mimi, namna nitakavyoongea na watoto wangu, sisi tukavyoongea na watoto wetu about going to school, it's not the same that kwa sababu utakuwa na examples, like, mbona huyu anafanya tu hiki, mbona it's just lakini mwisho wa siku, even the Bible talks about education. Maana it's not something to come by, like, kama tulikuwa tunakarishwa kama ni ufunguo wa maisha. It's deeper than that. It's more than that.
It's more than that. Those who didn't get it.
Forget about it.
So it's a lot. Lakini the beauty in it and the comfort that I find in it, our source is very constant. So it's just us to have a moment with our source, and we'll definitely keep on evolving and finding our true selves, because Sabu never changes. Highly confused, highly shangani.
Deepa, so, what's your takeaway from today's episode?
My takeaway is that we need to really identify the season that we're in. So that we can show up the right, okay, there's no right or wrong way, but, you know, like, so that we can just bring out the correct identity in that season, so that we can fulfill the purpose of that season. Is my takeaway.
Gigi, yours?
I think I've done it.
Oh, you've done it.
Gigi has been sprinkling mom wisdom here. Hey.
As how she always.
Dear son-in-law, please listen and listen carefully.
So, me too. My takeaway from today's podcast. Me everything that we have seen. But anyways, what Deepa said, what Gigi said, identifying the season and finding myself in that season so that I can fully show up for God, for me, and for everybody else. So guys, we love you so much.
Yeah, you are wonderfully mad and that godly image. Uh-huh. That's what you have. So walk boldly and now usiruhusu kuwa intimidated with titles, but rather the queen spies, kutia nguvu and wanting you to be and become a better person.
Yep. Deepa, thank you very much.
Thank you. I feel like this topic is so deep.
This is what we always face. Like, we are always running out of time. Yeah. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah, you'll see. Probably we can have a part two or something. But thank you for your time. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for sharing with us and our listeners your wisdom.
Yeah.
God bless you, Mom. God bless you very much, children.
God bless you, children, Deepa. God bless you, baby Jean. God bless children, baby Belinda.
So, guys, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. As usual, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment, and stay tuned. Kama una any insight, una idea yoyote, do you have any other topic? Every other topic, karibu sana. And baby, Deepa has something to say.
If you want me back, just
let them know in the comments.
I mean, we'll think about it, Deepa. We'll think about it.
Lol. So, Fisha, guys, I am one of a three.
You're welcome, children.
It's wonderful having you, children. We love you, Deepa. We love you, Secure Podcast.
So, bye. Very
Until
bad.
Next time.
God bless you.
God bless
bye.
You.